You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and in today's episode, I thought we would talk about therapy and self-worth. So therapy and how we feel about ourselves. The way in which we can discuss that, the way in which I kind of approach it in the therapeutic process. Okay, let's jump right in. So I talk a lot about self-worth and feeling good enough in my practice. As some of you will know, I do call myself a self-worth activist. And for me, kind of claiming that and sharing that with others is I think that we don't talk enough about how important it is that we feel good about ourselves, and not in a like I'm better than you sort of way, or I can never make a mistake, or I'm perfect the way that I am. In more of a I believe in myself, I have confidence in myself, I can keep going kind of way. So there's this fine line that we can walk in this journey of self-acceptance where I can feel okay about myself. And oftentimes clients come into sessions with me and feel like they've been told their whole lives that what they do or how they think or what they believe isn't good enough, or that they're wrong for thinking or feeling and believing in the things that they do. And so part of the work that I think is really important in therapy is starting to discern what is true for me and what is the world telling me. So oftentimes you'll hear me talking about creating a lifestyle that works for you without the expectations of others, right? So when we allow others to tell us what's important to us or what is meaningful or who we are or how we should feel about ourselves, it starts to take away our power to live a life that feels comfortable for us. And we stop believing in ourselves and we stop being able to make decisions that feel good for us. So when you're walking throughout the day and trying to make decisions, can you think about, am I doing this for me or am I doing this because of some other outside force, right? So whether I'm worried that someone will think something about me, I'm worried I might get in trouble, I'm worried that people won't like me, right? So these are indicators that perhaps I don't feel the best I could about myself. So I hope that you find that helpful and maybe that you can spend some time thinking about the decisions that you're making and how you feel about yourself and start to build that confidence within yourself. Okay, until next time, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on janicelyons.com. Until next time, take care.